Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. If you knew the future and you had to prepare someone else for it, how could you do it? How could you explain to somebody that you knew the future and that they needed to understand the importance of what you were going to tell them? How could you impart that kind of wisdom to someone else? And not just like, okay, well, that's great information, but tell them in such a way where they actually change the way that they're going to live their life. It's a hard question. And at a certain point, this is the crux of every single generation. Right? Every generation wants to pass on their knowledge and their wisdom to the generation coming up after them. But how do you do it? I'll never forget the times when my grandpa and I would go out to lunch and I would just download information from him, but honestly, I didn't really retain everything. I'm certain everything was important, but you just can't remember it all. How do you make sure that when you speak the truth, it doesn't fall on deaf ears? Ears that don't understand. It's hard. And it's precisely what Jesus is dealing with in our reading from John 16. John 16, we heard it just moments ago. Jesus is in the upper room with the disciples. It's his last address to them before he is crucified. He's preparing the disciples for what is going to take place in the next few hours, in the next few days. Because soon Jesus will be praying in Gethsemane, and while praying he will be arrested, and he will be taken away back to Jerusalem, and he will be put on trial. After his trial he will be beaten and crucified and buried. And then what? Jesus knows the future. He knows this is all going to come. But how does he explain it to the disciples in such a way that they will understand? Jesus shares these words. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. See, Jesus has already told his disciples on more than one occasion that he would be taken from them, and they still don't understand. Honestly, how could they? In fact, Jesus even recognizes that he has more things to say, that there are more things that these disciples need to learn, but that they can't. At this point in Jesus' ministry, he can't teach the disciples anything else. He's already done it all. He's already taught them everything he possibly could, at least on this side, or granted for them, that side of the crucifixion. See, they have little faith. They're spiritually immature for now, but that's all going to change. See, after Jesus' resurrection, Jesus ushered in a new reality for the disciples. After all, if somebody that you followed for 3 years all of a sudden had died and come back to life, wouldn't that change you forever? Certainly. And with Jesus' resurrection, their eyes and ears are open to learn from a new teacher. Because again, we only get little glimpses of when Jesus appears to his disciple for maybe a few short hours on one occasion or another. He's not even with them the same way he was before. But now they have the Holy Spirit. And this is the same thing that is so important for the Church of God today. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And Jesus even tells us why the Holy Spirit is so important, because the Holy Spirit's job is to guide you into all the truth. He is the one who brings your hearts and minds into the truth. He makes you familiar with the truth. He lets you understand the truth. He lets you grasp the truth. The Holy Spirit's the one who does the converting. If you believe in Jesus, it means the Holy Spirit has done it in you. If you believe in Jesus, his grace and mercy, it means the Holy Spirit has already visited you. The Spirit leads you into all truth, not because he's a better preacher than Jesus. I mean, that's kind of what Jesus seems to be saying. I can't teach you anymore, but this other teacher, he's going to come. He's going to be far better than me. But that's not really the thing. The thing is that the Holy Spirit doesn't have a magical power. He doesn't have a better means of preaching than Jesus did. But he does exactly what Jesus does. He's the Spirit of the Father. He is the Spirit of the Son. He is the Spirit of Christ himself. And through this sort of communication of the Godhead with these three persons, the Spirit, the Son, and the Father, God's word is delivered. Delivered into your ears, revealing God's plan to you, the mysteries that we cannot understand. And since he is the Spirit of prophecy, he also tells you about things that are to come. In fact, he tells you about what you face even today. It's true. Because the truth is that without this Holy Spirit, we are much like the disciples. We lack understanding. We just don't know. We cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctified and kept you in the true faith. That's the role of the Holy Spirit. Which means that if you are sitting in this church today, the Holy Spirit is the one who brought you here for one reason or another. Because he wants you to hear. He wants you to understand. He wants you to believe all of the promises of Jesus Christ. He wants you to hear again, even if it's for the umpteenth time, that Jesus has died for you to forgive all of your sins. It's a done deal. Jesus' death was good for you. Jesus' death was your death. The Holy Spirit has brought you here because he wants you to hear again, even if it's for the umpteenth time, about Jesus' resurrection. That because Jesus burst forth from the tomb, it means that you too will one day burst forth from your own tomb. Jesus' resurrection is your resurrection. You have nothing to fear in death. You have nothing to fear in sickness. You have nothing to fear in any of the problems of your life. Why? Because Jesus is alive. Because he came back from death. And if he can defeat death, there is nothing that he cannot defeat. The Holy Spirit has brought you here, maybe for the umpteenth time, to hear that you are forgiven, that you are God's child, that you are one whom he loves so dearly. That's the Spirit's job. The work of the Spirit is to teach believers to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and to continually make that message more and more clear. Therefore, it is this same Spirit that drives you. The truth is that you can't stay here at the church. I get to spend all week here, but not you. You guys will go back into the world knowing who Jesus is, having been empowered by the Spirit, taking the truth with you. And what will you do? But the Spirit will use you. Just as the Spirit used Peter, just as the Spirit used Jesus, just as the Spirit uses me to preach this sermon, the Spirit will use you. And through you, he will spread the revelation of Jesus Christ, the truth that Jesus is the Savior of the world. And what happens? But God's kingdom gets extended. God's kingdom increases in this place and in the whole world. My friends, if you knew the future, and you had to prepare someone else for what is to come, how could you do it? How could you explain to them the importance of the words that you know? How could you impart the wisdom that you have received to someone else in such a way that they'll actually hear your words and then change their life according to them? This is the crux of every Christian. It's what we want to do. We want to change the world for the better. We want Jesus to be known by all in this world. And yet the responsibility doesn't fall only on your shoulders. The Spirit of truth has promised to accomplish this proclamation in and through you. The Spirit will guide you to pass on the knowledge of Scriptures. Salvation found only in Jesus Christ. May God grant that his Holy Spirit finds receptive ears and hearts, both in our lives and in the lives of all of those around us, that everyone would have an understanding of the truth, that Jesus has been crucified and risen for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.